The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, July 19, 2022. Cuba's Council of State examined various issues on the country's legislative schedule, in particular the Family Code Bill, with a view to the next popular referendum. According to a statement posted on the parliament's website, the Minister of Justice, Oscar Silvera, spoke about the results of the referendum on the bill, the entirety of which more than 61% of the participants were in favor. During a meeting held on Monday in which President Díaz-Canel was present, the authorities analyzed relevant aspects of the Family Code prior to its debate and discussion at the ninth ordinary period of sessions of the National Assembly of the Parliament. The members of the drafting commission stressed that a percentage of the changes made in the bill constitute improvements in the wording, reformulation of statements, breakdown into subsections, changes of letters, among others, to achieve greater understanding and comprehension of the text. The head of justice also pointed out that the date for the referendum and the questions that will be presented to voters have already been approved by Parliament. Cuban professor and activist Carlos Lasso this Tuesday announced that Friends of the Caribbean Nation will hold a world caravan on Sunday for the end of the U.S. blockade. Lasso wrote on social media that once again we will ask the Biden administration to fulfill its electoral promises and put an end to the sanctions that fall on the Cuban people. The streets in Miami and 20 other cities around the world will raise their voices to demand the elimination of the genocidal policy that has limited the development and quality of life of the Cuban people for more than 60 years, he said. Join us, sister. Join us, brother. Down with the blockade that suffocates the Cuban people. Let's build bridges of love, Lasso wrote on Facebook. The drawing up of a macro project to be implemented with the French Development Agency, AFD, has been the focus of the work by the Department of Territorial Integral Development of Cuban Cienfuegos Province for 2 years. In the framework celebrations in this province for the Day of National Rebelliousness on July 26, Jesus Rey Novoa, head of the department, told Prensa Latina about the ambitious project that will also be financed by the European Union and the French Embassy in Cuba. The Sustainable Territorial and Tourist Development Project of Cienfuegos includes actions in the 8 municipalities of the territory, and its first major component is focused on the revitalization of the historic center of the city of Cienfuegos, declared Cultural Heritage of Humanity by UNESCO in 2005, Novoa explained. This mega project, whose implementation is scheduled for 2023, counts on a financing support of 25 million euros in credits, among them 10 million provided by the French embassy and 7 million from the European Union. And in the international agenda, we have that former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva affirmed that the ultra-right-wing leader Jair Bolsonaro tells lies against democracy in Brazil by questioning the security of the electoral system. Lula criticized on the social network Twitter the position of Bolsonaro, who, during a meeting yesterday with foreign diplomats, questioned the national electoral method without presenting evidence of his accusations. In a meeting at the official residence in Brasilia, the ex-military officer asserted before foreign representatives that the procedure towards the polls is completely vulnerable. He recalled the investigation opened by federal police to determine possible invasions of the Superior Electoral Court systems in 2018. Without mentioning Bolsonaro's name, Lula remarked that it is necessary to say enough to disinformation and authoritarian populism. Bolsonaro is currently facing an investigation for disclosing information concerning a secret police investigation in 2021. Meanwhile, the various popular movements leading the social protests in Panama agreed to go on a single block to a single dialogue table with the government. According to a statement from the Archdiocese of Panama, the National Alliance for the Rights of the Organized People, organized groups from the original Gabe-Bugli region, and the United People for Life Alliance in the capital, decided to send their representatives to the talks. The President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, expressed the willingness of the executive branch to participate in the negotiations under the pressure of a wave of demonstrations against the high cost of living, which has already entered its third week. The Archbishop of Panama will serve as facilitator of the talks to discuss a list of demands, including the skyrocketing prices of fuel, food, medicine, and electricity rates. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.